Dispatch, this is Pole House.
We received a call about a 503 in your area.
Ah, fine. What's the address?
1987 Borglum Street.
10-4, dispatch. On my way. Pole House out.
Chris, welcome to Adventures in Odyssey, where wonder, excitement, and discovery are just around the corner. Are you ready? Come on, let's go for another Adventure in Odyssey.
Connie Kendall, of course. I thought the address sounded familiar.
I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. I mean, here in Odyssey, of all places.
Whoa, calm down. Believe what?
My car's been stolen. I just can't believe someone would steal my car.
Connie, please. Okay, when did you discover the car was missing?
This morning when it wasn't sitting in the driveway.
So you went outside and saw it was missing?
Yes, well, Jules and I both did.
Your sister?
Yes, she was running late, as usual. My backpack, where's... Oh, there it is. Come on, Jules, move it.
Okay. How are you feeling today, Connie? Is your cold any better?
Yeah, I'm still a little groggy from the medicine I took yesterday, though.
Yeah, you were really out of it.
I don't remember much. Oh, except I picked up the reeds for your clarinet.
What?
What do you mean, what? You asked me to get them, so I picked them up before I went to the drugstore.
Yeah, where are they?
In the car.
Oh.
You better hurry, you're gonna miss the bus.
Okay, yeah, I'm going.
The reeds are in a bag on the back seat. Hey, where's my car? Did I park it in the garage?
Well...
Oh, there's the bus. Keep going.
Okay.
I'll bring your reeds to you later.
Okay, I'm going.
But the car wasn't in the garage either.
And that's when you called me.
No, that's when I called Whit.
Whit? Why him?
Because I drove my car to Whit's End yesterday morning. Is my car there? It's not here. And the last place I remember driving yesterday was Whit's End.
Well, I'm sure it's here, but let me check.
Okay.
Is your cold better?
Yeah, still a bit out of it, though. At least I was until I...
Oh, boy.
What?
I'm sorry, Connie, but your car's not here. It's gone.
And that's when you finally called me?
Yes.
How did you get home from Whit's End?
Oh, Whit must have driven me.
You can't remember?
Well, I took a really powerful cold medicine. I'm lucky I remember my name, actually. I feel better today, though.
In addition to your sister, you also have a boarder living here, don't you?
Yeah, Jillian Marshall.
Is she here?
No, I checked. I don't know where she is, but that's not unusual. I just can't believe something like this would happen in Odyssey. It's such a nice, safe place. I mean, I leave my keys in the car all day sometimes, and no one has stolen it.
Did you leave the keys in the car yesterday?
I may have. I can't remember the medicine.
All right. Have you seen any suspicious characters hanging around lately? When was the last time, say, Buck Oliver was over here?
Buck? You think he did this?
He's a known criminal. And it's common knowledge that he and your sister hang around together.
Look, you're way off. Buck didn't have anything to do with this. So, what's next?
I'll need to talk to a few people. I'll be in touch.
Yes, Detective. I took Connie home yesterday. Oh, she shouldn't have come in at all with that cold.
Uh-huh.
Especially after she took that prescription. Are you all right?
Yeah.
Are you sure you're okay?
You know what? The medicine I took is making me a little groggy, but I can still work, Jason.
What?
Oh, rats! Oh, these things are jumping right out of my hand.
Okay, that's enough. You need to go home before we run out of dishes.
Maybe you're right. Okay, all right, I'll see you later.
No. I'll drive you. Okay. Eugene, I'm taking Connie home, and then I'm heading to Connellsville for the rest of the day.
I'm not going to Connellsville.
Very well, Mr. Whitaker.
Come on, Connie.
Bye-bye, Eugenie, with the light brown hair.
You didn't return to Wits End at all yesterday?
Oh, that's right. I didn't come back until this morning.
So you wouldn't know if Jillian Marshall or Buck Oliver came in?
No. Oh, but Eugene would.
Do you happen to know if Connie left her keys in her car?
Not offhand, but we've all done that in the past. I mean, this is Odyssey, after all. It'd be a shame if we have to start worrying about that now.
Mm.
Oh, I don't think Buck had anything to do with Connie's car going missing.
But you can't be sure, because you weren't here most of yesterday.
Well, yes, that's true.
Mm-hmm. We'll see what Eugene has to say.
How dare you, sir?
Eugene!
That you would even insinuate implicating Buck in the theft of Miss Kendall's car is highly insulting, beyond the pale. I've a good mind to haul
you up and drop you. You better stop right there, Eugene. Now, I understand you're upset, but neither I nor the Odyssey Police Department take kindly to threats. Mm. You need to calm down, take a deep breath, and let me do my job.
Very well.
Now, do you know if Connie kept her keys in her car?
Possibly, but we all do on occasion. It is Odyssey, after all.
Did Buck come home last night?
I believe so.
You believe so?
After I left Wits End, I came here to the college to prepare experiments for my class today. That went well into the night, and when I got home, the house was quiet. I assumed Buck was in bed.
What about Katrina? Could she verify Buck was home last night?
No. She's been out of town at a teacher's conference all week.
Did Buck come into Wits End yesterday?
Yes, but only for a moment.
So, he could have seen Connie's car with the keys inside, taken it for a little joyride, and not come home?
No, he couldn't have.
How can you be so sure?
Because Miss Kendall's car was already gone when Buck stopped by Wits End. Miss Marshall came and took it. So you see, Buck couldn't have taken the car since there was no car at Wits End for him to take.
Hmm. Do you know where Jillian might be?
Undoubtedly at her job.
At Triple J Antiques. Right, okay, thanks.
Aren't you forgetting something?
Like what?
I believe you owe Buck and me as his guardian an apology for suspecting him.
We'll see.
Goodness, Connie's car. Oh, I knew I was forgetting something.
Then you did take it when it was at Wits End.
Yes, I brought it here to Triple J. Mine's in the shop. I was going to drive Connie's back to her house after work yesterday, but when I got here, plans changed.
Stay home, Charlie. You sound terrible. I'll figure something out. Bye.
Hi, Rufus.
Oh, good. You're finally here. Let's go.
Go? Where?
Deliveries.
Where's Charlie?
Called in sick. Jason's out on a buying trip. You know stuff's got to be delivered today.
And you want me to help you?
It's a two-person job, and there's nobody else. You look pretty fit.
Oh, thank you.
Come on, let's go fill up the truck.
All right. We loaded up the truck. I broke two nails and got grease on my favorite shoes. And then we took off and made deliveries. One all the way out to Connellsville.
And Rufus will confirm this?
Ask him yourself. He's in the back.
I'll talk to him. What happened next?
We didn't get back from Connellsville until after dark. On the way in, my friend Harriet called. She wanted to go to dinner. So Rufus dropped me off at her house. And we had a wonderful evening. Me and Harriet, not me and Rufus.
Why didn't you have Harriet bring you back here after your dinner?
It was late. She lives across town and I was tired. So I just stayed at her place.
I'll need Harriet's number.
Okay, but I think she already has a boyfriend.
To confirm your story.
Oh, right.
So, the last time you saw Connie's car, it was parked out front.
Yes.
With the keys still inside?
Sure. I mean, after all...
Yeah. It is Odyssey.
To be perfectly honest, I forgot about the car until you came in and reminded me. Am I under arrest?
I'll let you know. Meanwhile, don't go anywhere.
I couldn't if I wanted to. I don't have a car.
Dispatch, Pole House.
This is Pole House. Go ahead, Helen.
Patrol found the car you're looking for, Don. Suspect is in custody at the scene.
Where?
Bartholdi Lane, near the Riley Clemens farm.
10-4, dispatch. Tell patrol I'm en route.
Suspect's in the patrol car, Detective.
Thanks, officer. What's with the bike?
It's his. Says he put it in the trunk.
I see. Well, well, what do we have here?
Hi, Detective Polehouse.
Hello, Buck. Okay, so what's your story, Buck?
What can I say? I skipped school. I was riding around on my bike. I saw the car. The keys were in it. I took the car. I got caught. Now I'm here. End of story.
That's it? You don't want to say anything more?
Would it do any good? You're getting what you want.
And what do I want?
Me, here, about to go to jail. You've made it pretty clear in the past that that's what you want. Well, now you got it.
Don't be so sure.
Huh? You gonna get that?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be back in a minute. Now, what's this about?
Come on, Jules, fess up.
Indeed.
Well, it's not Buck. He's only here because of me.
Go on.
Well, yesterday, I was on the bus going home from school when we passed Triple J Antiques. Oh, hey, that's Connie's car. Driver, can you stop, please?
You got it.
So what's Connie's car doing here? Is she inside Triple J's? Must be closed. Hello? Jason? Connie? Well, no one's around. And the keys are still in the car. Well, this is Odyssey. Jules, it's your lucky day. Time to get in some driving practice. I just wanted to drive around for a while, and then I was going to take it home.
Despite the fact that you weren't supposed to be driving without a licensed driver with you?
I thought I could handle it. And I did. For a while.
Oh, Jules.
For a while?
I took it out into the country near the Riley Clemens farm, away from traffic to be safe. Everything was going fine until that bunny jumped out in front of me. Oh, no, no. No, not again. Come on. Oh. What did Buck do the last time it died? Come on. I gotta call Buck. Where's my phone? Not there. Oh, yes. Okay. No signal. The school bus. I forgot it comes out here. Oh, God. Wait. Hey, wait for me. I really didn't know what I was thinking at that point. I just wanted to go home and tell Connie and hope it would all somehow work itself out. But when I got there, Connie was conked out with the medication and Jillian wasn't around, so I didn't say anything to anybody. Mm. And then I thought maybe the best thing to do was to keep it that way. Connie would report the car missing, and the police would find it and bring it home. No harm, no foul.
And it didn't occur to you that we'd investigate how it got out there?
I didn't really think things through.
How does Buck fit into this?
Yeah.
This morning, Connie mentioned that the reeds for my clarinet were in the car. I really needed them, but I couldn't leave school, so I turned to someone who could.
The car is near Riley Clemens' farm?
By the side of the road. It died and I couldn't get it started. Do you remember how you fixed it last time?
One of the battery connectors popped off, but...
Okay, the reeds are in a bag on the back seat. You can get them and be back in no time.
Jules...
Please, Buck! You have a free period. No one will even miss you.
Yeah, you're right about that.
So you'll do it?
Sure.
Ah.
Might be just what I need.
Thank you.
Buck was simply trying to be kind, Detective, to do a favor for Jules and bring the car back to Miss Kendall.
In fact, it sounds like everyone was trying to bring the car back to me. Even Jules, eventually.
Maybe. But we still caught Buck at the scene red-handed, and he admitted to taking the car.
Look, what if I drop all of the charges and withdraw the complaint?
You're willing to do that?
Yes, I don't think anyone was trying to steal the car. They may not have been thinking very clearly, but their hearts were in the right place, mostly.
Okay. If you're not charging anyone, then we can let this go.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Connie, you'll need to fill out some paperwork to get the car back. Now, meanwhile, I'll go release Buck.
Okay. And apologize to him, I hope.
Don't push your luck. Connie's dropping the charges.
So I'm free to go?
In a minute. There's still something I'm not quite clear on. Connie claims everyone, including you, was just being nice, doing her a favor by bringing her car to her.
Yeah, so?
Well, if that's really the case, then why were you headed out of town on Bartholdi Lane? You really were stealing the car, weren't you? Weren't you?
Yes. No, I don't know.
It must be hard for you here in Odyssey. I mean, you're an orphan. Never had much of a home life, no stability. Now you're in your first real home. It's got to be some sort of culture shock to you, huh?
Maybe.
It's different. And when something is different, we don't trust it. It won't last. You've trusted it before, and it didn't work. People can't be this good. They say they like me, even love me, but if I do something bad enough, it'll all go out the window. And stealing a car, especially a friend's car, well...
What's your point, Detective?
My point is, you were right. What I really wanted was to prove you did what I just proved you did. Steal that car. But I also proved what you wanted proven. How much the people around here love you. I accused you to almost all of them, and they all, to a person, defended you. Oh, you should have seen Eugene. He fought for you like a lion. He was ready to take me on physically over you. Had to practically threaten to arrest him to get him to calm down.
Really?
Yeah. Because that's what dads do. They love their kids so much, they're willing to sacrifice themselves for them.
Yeah.
Odyssey is a nice place, Buck. It's the kind of town you really want to live in. Well, there are a few bad folks here, sure, but it's mostly filled with good, decent human beings. The kinds of people who leave their keys in their cars, though they shouldn't. They do that because they trust each other. They want to think the best of each other. They like each other. They even love each other. And they like and love you, too. Especially your parents. You don't need to test it. You don't need to doubt it. You just need to trust it. Okay. Now you're free to go.
Free? But I admitted I took Connie's car.
I trust you won't do it again, right?
Right. Thanks, Detective.
Oh, go on. Get out of here before I change my mind. Hi, Ma.
Donnie, what's wrong?
Nothing's wrong, Ma. I just got home and I wanted to call and say hi. And also, I just wanted to say thank you for adopting me.
Oh, Donnie.
Well, you know, I don't think I ever told you and Pop that. It's too late for Pop now, but... I want you to know how grateful I am. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Donnie?
Yeah. Well, I better get inside and get some supper.
Oh, you're in your car? You know what your father always said? Don't forget to take your keys.
Well, actually, I'm going to leave them this time.
Are you sure that's safe?
I think so. After all, it is Odyssey. Besides, the car's in my garage. I'm no fool.
In 1 Corinthians 13:7, the Apostle Paul wrote that true love always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. That was certainly true in today's episode. By the end, Buck realized how much he was loved unconditionally by everyone around him. I hope you're confident that someone loves you that way, because you know who does? God. The book of Ephesians says that it pleased our Heavenly Father to adopt us into His family through Jesus Christ. We're His kids, and in spite of our mistakes, there's nothing we can do that would change His everlasting love for us. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Auto Response was written and directed by Phil Lawler, with sound design by Jonathan Crow, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Katie Lee, Will Ryan, Andre Stoika, Phil Proctor, Robbie Bruce, Shona Rodman, Monica Padilla, and Patty McCormick. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.